Avoid clashes. Preface. Avoid clash. If just this principle alone were to be absorbed in one's life, then his daily life will be filled with peace and harmony. In addition, such a person will attain liberation without any obstacles. There is no dispute about this. Thousands have experienced enlightenment by following this cardinal sentence of the Akram Vignani, Pujya Dadashri. Their lives have become filled with peace and joy, and they have become pilgrims on the path of liberation. To attain such a state, all one has to do is to make a firm resolve to avoid clash at all costs. No matter how persistent the opponent, I will not clash with him or her. This is the resolve. Simply this much resolve within a person will result in a spontaneous, inner, intuitive approach which will guarantee his liberation. What happens when you walk around your house in the dark and you run into a wall? Are you going to kick the wall and shout, "Why did you come in my way? Get out of my way. This is my home." No. Instead, you wisely move about, groping to find your way to the door, because if you keep clashing with the wall, you will hurt yourself. A king walking along a narrow street will have to give way to a charging bull. Can he say to the bull, "Get out of the way, I am the king"? In such instances of inevitable injury, even a king of kings would move out of the way of a charging bull, because his aim is to avoid bashing into the bull and being injured. These simple examples are given to make you understand that all people who come to clash with you are like the wall or the bull. Therefore, if you want to avoid clashes, wisely move out of the way. Avoid clash in all situations of life. A clash-free life is a life of liberation. Jai Sachidananda.